안녕. You are listening to the Legit Korean. I'm your host and your Korean tutor, Ari Lee. This is where I get to practice English speaking and you get to learn Korean with the Legit Korean. It's April 10th. It's Tuesday. Let's get started. It's time for On Korea. I talk about anything that is about my country and you learn some trivia on South Korea. Today, I want to talk about what sports Koreans are good at. And the number one sport that I have to say is archery. So if you ask me, what Olympic sports game do you watch in a very relaxed mood, just because you know you are gonna win anyway? I would answer without any hesitation, it's archery. South Korean archery teams had been doing very well. We are like invincible, especially for women players. So if you look at the Olympics archery winners record on women's team, South Korean women's team have collected all golds since 1988. It's 8 Olympic Games in a row. And we are also good at golf and shooting. And I think that there's a common between these sports that South Koreans are good at. It's that it takes a lot of concentration. And they are also about precision and accuracy. As a Korean myself, I really don't know why South Koreans are good at these kind of sports that requires concentration, precision, and accuracy. But I think maybe chopsticks might have helped us hone our, concentration and precision skills. So in South Korea, we all use spoon and chopstick when having a meal. And I know that a lot of, foreigners find using chopsticks very hard. But for us, it's a piece of cake. Because we train ourselves to use chopsticks since we are very, very young. It's very easy for any Korean to use chopstick to pick a tiny, rice or a tiny bean or something. And I know that a lot of Asian countries use wood chopsticks, but in South Korea, we mostly use steel chopsticks or metal chopsticks, which takes more accuracy and precision to use than wood chopsticks. So maybe, that's why we are good at sports like golf, archery, and shooting. This is just my theory. And if you have any other ideas about this, just let me know. Okay, now let's learn some Korean with the Legit Korean. Since we learned what sports that South Koreans are good at, I want to let you know how to say I'm good at. So I'm good at in Korean is 잘해요. I'm going to repeat it 3 times. Listen carefully. 잘해요. 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 So if you want to say that I'm good at something, you should put something at first and then say 잘해요. So let's say that you want to say that I'm good at driving. And driving is 운전 in Korean. I'm going to repeat it again. Driving in Korean is 운전. So what did I just say? I said you have to put the skill first and then say 잘해요. Then how do you say I'm good at driving? It's 운전 잘해요. Got it? Let's see one more example. Cooking is 요리 in Korean. I'm gonna say this again. Cooking is 요리. So if you want to say that I'm good at cooking, you say 요리 잘해요. Like I said, skill first and then 잘해요. Now I'm gonna break it into syllables so that you can repeat after me. Two times. 잘 해 요 잘 해 요 Now slowly, three times. 잘해요. 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 Now faster, three times. 잘해요. 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 Thank you for listening to my podcast and thank you for favoriting my podcast on Anchor. If you have any questions, contact me on Anchor, Twitter, and Instagram. On Anchor, you can send me a voice message, and on Instagram and Twitter, my account is TheLegitK. No capital words, just TheLegitK. And don't forget the homework. You say 잘해요 to anyone you meet today for 30 times. Because practice makes perfect. See you tomorrow. Bye. 안녕.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.